from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name. Indeed, welcome to another week of Let the Bible Speak broadcasts here on Gospel AM. Today, our preacher is the Reverend Larry Power, and he'll be letting the Bible speak on the Gospel Feast from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22 and verse 4. But before we hear that message, I want to direct your thoughts to a verse found in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. Ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Is there anything more miserable than to feel cut off from the Lord? In his time of distress, the patriarch Job cried out, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat." The good news is that we know where to find the Lord and how to find him. So, no matter how deep your need is or how great your trouble, take heart, for you can find the Lord today. This is true for every sinner who longs to be saved. It's true for every backslider whose heart feels cut off from the Lord because of unfaithfulness. And it's so true for every faithful child of God who longs for that clearer vision and yearns in heart for that closer fellowship with his Lord. We can find the Lord today. We know where he may be found. Paul tells us that it's at the throne of grace that we meet with him. We meet God through the atoning blood of Jesus Christ. The Saviour has fully satisfied the justice of God and fully reconciled us to him. Let us then by faith plead the merit of his blood, and we'll find the Lord. We not only know where he may be found, we know how to find him. The text tells us we are to search for him with all our heart. The Lord demands sincerity. He wants us to be in earnest about seeking and finding him. And when we become earnest in seeking the Lord, he will most certainly reveal himself to us. Our trouble so often is this, that while we say that we're seeking him, our hearts are cold and careless. How can we be lukewarm about searching for the Lord? Yes, we know where he may be found. We know how to find him. And the certainty is we will find him. Ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. What a treasure! The seeking is itself a blessing, but who can describe the finding? There's no joy, no peace, no confidence on earth to compare with that experience of all those blessings when we find the Lord. Then let us seek for him today. Let us search. Let us this very moment remove self-imposed obstacles from our way to the throne of grace. For if we really mean business with God, he will do business with us. He tells us in Jeremiah 29:13, "Ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." May you seek and find the Lord today. In just a few moments, the Reverend Larry Power is letting the Bible speak on the Gospel Feast. But before that, let's just listen to these words in song.
Abide with me,
come forth, please.
text today is from Matthew's Gospel, the chapter 22 and the verse 4, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, come on to the marriage. So many people are deceived in thinking that the gospel is outdated. It has nothing to offer. They say, well, it was all right for my parents or grandparents, but it is not for my day. Yet it is only the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that can meet the need of man's heart. In the Word of God, the gospel is compared to a feast. And what a feast there is in the gospel. We want to think upon this for a few moments today. We want to think, first of all, what is God's feast? What is God's feast? My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come on to the marriage. The gospel is good news, of course, and it is compared to a feast. We have seasons of great feasting in this country, other parts of the world, for example, at Christmas time, and on many other such occasions. We read there in the Old Testament about a man named Belshazzar, and he made a feast to 1,000 of his lords. But the blessed Son of God offers the very best in the gospel. Oh, what a feast there is. I wonder if you've ever thought about this. There is, for example, the forgiveness of sins. What a tremendous thing to know that your sins are forgiven and to have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said to a man on one occasion, he said, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven thee. There is such a thing as the assurance of salvation, the indwelling of the Spirit of God. His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Now God gives the very highest, the very best to all who seek him. In other words, he gives himself. That's what this feast is all about. That's what the gospel is all about. It is God giving himself to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is the sure hope of heaven. We know that whether we awake or sleep, we know that all is well, for it's absent from the body to be present with the Lord. Not only that, but this feast satisfies. Now the sinner is restless. I'm sure we're all aware today that we are living in a restless world. It's a world that is full of turmoil. The sinner is described in the Word of God as being like the troubled sea, whose water cast up mire and dirt. We know that material things do not bring happiness nor satisfaction. A great many people are finding it so in our day and generation. They have all that this world can offer them. They have material things. They have family about them. They have great prospects. But oh, they find that there's an emptiness and an empty void within. And they are just left destitute and empty. You see, man was made for to worship God. And until he finds God, and until he finds the salvation of God, then he is not at rest, he is not at peace. But the gospel is a feast that satisfies our deepest longings. The Word of God tells us, Eye hath not seen nor ear heard, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. And the psalmist cried out and said, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Thirdly, there is joy and pleasure in this feast. Oh, how the devil deludes people today. He tells them that there's no pleasure at all in the things of God. That if they become Christian, that their lives are going to be miserable, boring, dull, and sad. But all of this is the lie of the devil. For the Bible tells us that he is a liar from the beginning. But the Christian is someone who has found great joy in the things of God. The psalmist tells us, My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. God does satisfy. God does bring pleasure to the heart of man. What a great feast there is in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are called into familiar fellowship with God. I wonder, have you ever thought about this? To think that we can have fellowship with God. Truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. I wonder if you know anything about this today. Fellowship with the Father and fellowship with the Son and fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Oh, trust him today to take away your sins. Trust him to fill your heart with joy and peace in believing. There is sunshine in my soul today, the hymn writer wrote. God does satisfy. God does save. He gives life and life more abundant through the Lord Jesus Christ. Look to him today.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.